this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Do you ever have this feeling that you are capable of so much more? That you're just on the edge of the bubble and you might be a little bit frustrated with the feeling like you're on the outside looking in. And yet you know you're so close. You're so close to success, to a massive breakthrough, to that life that you desire and that you deserve. You're so close that you can taste it. But for some reason, you're just not reaching your full potential. That's what I mean when I say it feels like you know you are capable of so much more. Now, even I feel like this from time to time. I certainly have in the past, and I know for sure that I will in the future, and that is okay. Because that's what high performers do. You see, you and I are simply never satisfied. High performers are just never satisfied, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's this drive and determination that sets us apart, that splits the best from the rest. And I hear this all the time from podcast listeners, ETR readers, Instagram followers, and people that attend my workshops. In fact, I recently asked a hard-hitting, heart-hitting question, and the results stunned me. Over 90% of people said they feel like they are capable of so much more, just like you. And that's why I created today's show. So welcome to the one and only, never, ever, ever repeated motivational episode of Early to Rise Radio. It features an all-new epic rant from me about how you can reach your full potential, achieve exactly what you want in life, and finally get what you desire and deserve for working so hard for so long. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and you're going to want to listen to this show over and over again. It's really, really special. And whenever you're feeling down in a dip, whenever you need a pick-me-up, just play this show and you'll get back on track. We're going to cover how to be relentless in the face of adversity, three of the greatest inspirations in my life, and what you can learn from their struggles and success. How to get back on track whenever you're feeling down. The five steps that saved my life and will change yours forever. And why I believe in you. And know for a fact that you can achieve your big goals and dreams. This one is all killer and no filler. It's all stuff and no fluff. So let's go and let's jump headfirst into the one and only epic motivational episode of Early to Rise Radio. ETR Radio is brought to you by The Perfect Day Formula, my best-selling book about how to own your day and control your life. Grab your hard copy at freeperfectdaybook.com or download the audiobook from Amazon so you can keep the motivation and momentum going. Now, here's something that might surprise you. Monday is my absolute favorite day of the week. Now, sure, it's go, 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 go from start to finish. I have 5 meetings with the team at Early to Rise using our meeting structure that we teach at Early to Rise University, our weekly alignment meeting, our GS&R meetings, our war room meetings. And I also have 2 coaching client calls. And of course, I have to write my 1,500 words in the morning before I walk old Bally the dog. But my favorite part of Monday is my email. Yes, I love getting email because you see, every Monday I hear from dozens of my coaching clients when they send in their weekly accountability updates. And in each weekly update, my clients have to answer 10 questions. And when they do, I read those answers, I solve their problems, I congratulate them on their big wins, and I guide them to the next victory. But here's the thing, as you can imagine, the answers are up and down, they're topsy-turvy, and they're all over the place. Because no matter how well a business owner plans, we're always riding the entrepreneurial roller coaster, right? You ever feel that way? You know, every high achiever goes through ups and downs, and it's my job to keep them on track, or to get them back on track if it feels like the wheels are falling off. So I hear everything, and I mean everything from my clients because we're very close and very vulnerable. Now, sometimes they're going through marital problems or battling health issues. Almost every week, one of my clients is dealing with a team member that quit unexpectedly or that has to be fired. And then there's always the constant struggle with sales, with nighttime routines, and being able to overcome the addiction to work because they love what they do and still be able to step back to be with their families, which is their number one value in life. Now, I'm grateful for their openness and honesty and the opportunity to help them. And I lead from the front by being vulnerable about my struggles and by showing them the action steps that I took to achieve success. Now, my clients in these updates, they tell me where they're stuck, the dips they are going through, and I ride the highs with them when they have made record sales, and I feel the pain when a launch didn't go as expected. Now, you can probably relate to the list of highs and lows. As an entrepreneur, as executive, as a high performer, you struggle with the same problems as my clients. But who do you have to hear you out, right? Who is there to give you advice? It makes life a lot tougher when you're going it alone. I know, years ago, I tried to do everything myself, and it all came crashing down on me in the anxiety attacks. The anxiety attacks that were so crippling, I went to the emergency room twice. But the past is a past, and I can't regret it, and there's nothing that any of us can do about our mistakes. There's no time machine available for me to go back to 2005 and stop the drinking and partying that led to my anxiety in 2006 and stole years from my legacy. I can only learn from those times and make sure that a stalling moment like that doesn't happen to you, my friend. Now, I learned the hard way so that you don't have to. You see, when it comes to stress and anxiety, we must get out of our own heads, okay? Think about that. When our wheels are turning and turning and turning and we're fearing the future, whether personally or professionally, we're going to get anxious. But the solution to the anxiety is to talk it out. To get accountability, coaching, mentorship, to share what's going on. You can't bottle your problems up inside. That is going to come back to haunt you. You can't sit around and feel sorry for yourself. Instead, you must seek help, getting advice and accountability. Now, the first step is to set your ego aside and then work together with a coach to put a plan in place to do the work and get back on track as fast as possible. That's what I had to do in 2006. I thought I knew everything. I thought I didn't need a coach. But it was only through getting the business coaching that I was able to overcome the personal anxiety. You see, when you do all of that, you can rise up. That's because at your core, you are resilient, resourceful, and relentless. The three R's: resilient, resourceful, and relentless. And as high performers, you know that you are capable of so much more because you are resilient, resourceful, and relentless. And you are willing to challenge yourself, to push yourself to what you think is your limit and then go beyond. And you never look back. You focus on forward progress every day. Even if it's not a sprint, even if it's just a crawl, that's the high performer way. Resilient, resourceful, relentless. Now, I often say to my clients that action beats anxiety and motion beats meditation. And I say this because it's advice that I always need to hear myself. After all, everyone has bad days. Everyone gets knocked down to one knee. But high performers like you and I never drop to both knees and never, ever give up. Instead, we gather that second wind and we move ahead little by little. Now, let me tell you a story, an example of this that serves as a massive inspiration in my life. In his book, Lone Survivor, there's a Navy SEAL named Marcus Luttrell. And he tells the story of how he nearly died after being ambushed in the unforgiving Afghanistan wilderness. His SEAL team members were all dead. And Marcus was almost literally blown to pieces. He couldn't walk. He was bleeding out. And being unable to walk, the only way that he knew he could get to freedom was to crawl. So what Marcus Luttrell did was he grabbed a rock and he drew a line in the dirt. And he told himself, all you have to do, Marcus, is crawl to that line. And he did. And then he reached forward as far as he could, and he drew another line in the dirt. And he said to himself, all you have to do, Marcus, is crawl to that line. And he crawled to it. Over and over and over again, for hour after painful hour, he did this with relentless resilience and resourcefulness. He crawled his way to safety, to freedom, and recovery. He did it out of honor to his team and out of commitment to himself, because he knew, even when he was on the verge of death, that he was capable of so much more. He didn't get down. He didn't say this is hopeless and give up. He didn't make excuses. He didn't wish away reality. Okay, that's what a lot of people do. They wish away reality instead of crawling forward daily. Instead, what Marcus Luttrell did was he dug deep because he believed in himself. He had trained himself to believe in himself. And he drew a line and he did the work. His action beat his anxiety. His motion beat his meditation. His resilience, resourcefulness, and relentlessness allowed him to find his freedom. Now, if he can do that, then we can do this. Now, I don't know what your this is, what your obstacle is in the way of you right now, but your this is simply the struggle you're up against today. But I know that you've done something and overcome something much harder in the past. Your this today is smaller than your this of years ago. Now, you've accomplished big things in the face of incredible adversity. Maybe you've run a marathon, won a fitness competition. Maybe you simply stuck to a diet and lost that 20 pounds. Maybe you gave up smoking. That's incredibly difficult. Maybe you got your spouse back after a bad breakup. Or maybe you've raised great children despite tough external circumstances. Perhaps you survived a bankruptcy or overcome an illness. You've done something before and you're going to do it again. Now let me tell you about another one of my inspirations. My friend, my client, Alan Cosgrove, has beaten stage 4 cancer twice. And whenever he says that, he likes to remind people there is no stage 5. Stage 4 is the brink. He was on it twice and he came back. And today he says, and he always reminds me of this, I have no bad days. There are only good days and great days. And that is an inspiration to me because I know that I am capable of so much more, just like Alan knew that he was capable of coming back. Another inspiration, my friend Sean Stevenson, the 3-foot giant, has overcome a disease that has left him in a wheelchair with bones so brittle they've broken over 280 times. He's called the 3-foot giant because he's 3 feet tall. And yet, he's gone on to become one of the world's best motivational speakers. If you think that I'm any good at all at delivering these podcasts, it's partly thanks to Sean and what he's taught me over the years, but even my best is still not as good as his. And it doesn't stop there. Sean is also happily married, and he's a board-certified therapist, helping the world overcome their insecurities every single day. Now, if he can do that, then we can do this. But perhaps my greatest inspiration is my mother. My mom raised 2 kids virtually on her own with almost no help from my father. She endured an embarrassing marriage to a man that struggled with alcoholism. And while my father, I love him and I miss him, and he taught me a lot about hard work, it was my mom who showed me that when you are resilient, resourceful, and relentless, that you can achieve incredible accomplishments in the face of any adversity. Okay? Without her, I probably would have ended up in jail. And I certainly wouldn't be here today telling you this story. So if she could do that, if Sean and Alan and Marcus could do what they did, then you and I can do what we must do as well. We can do what we think we are capable of, what we know we are capable of, and then we can still do so much more. Why? Well, it's not just because you are resilient, resourceful, and relentless. It's also because I believe in you. I believed in you longer than I've known you because I've always known one thing. You've done it before and you'll do it again. And not only that, but there's someone out there in worse circumstances, starting in the toughest conditions, and they're doing what we want to do. But most importantly, it's because you've done it before and you'll do it again. I believe in you. You've lost weight, quit drinking, cheated death, defeated disease, climbed out of financial struggle, overcome a broken heart, and you've met adversity head on time after time. You've done it before and you'll do it again. It doesn't matter what it is this time. And while it's okay to be down in a dip from time to time, it's not okay to stay there. I want you to never forget one of my favorite reminders about remaining relentless. And the quote goes like this. Someone less fortunate than you is begging God right now for the things you have been blessed with. Don't let his investment in you go to waste. We really are blessed and lucky, and we should be grateful for this opportunity. Adversity is adventure. We're going to have a story to tell when we win this victory. Because you are full of greatness. You are here to make a massive impact and to have significant influence. To be the rock for your family, your friends, community, clients, readers, listeners, and viewers of your videos. And that's why I do what I do. And that's why we help you create your values and your vision, because your values and your vision drive every decision That's why I coach every client that I do to make sure that they have those in place. It's one of the first things we do because that drives how our days are going to look and the success we're going to have. You see, when you know what matters, you can focus on the big rocks in life that move you ahead towards your big goals and dreams of helping others, adding value, and earning the life of your dreams for your family while having the freedom to live life on your own terms. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what we're all after? The freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, with whomever you want. That's what it is. That's what we're aiming for. And today is no different. It's time to believe in yourself, to know that you are capable of so much more. So here's what you're going to do. When obstacles come your way, when you feel stuck and there are dips in your day, first, take a big, deep breath. Second, I want you to understand that it's okay. Every normal person and every great person, every legend feels stuck and mired in the mud from time to time. Third, remember the great quote from Winston Churchill who said, "When you're going through hell, keep going." Because every successful person rises above. Because we're resilient, relentless, and resourceful. You're going to rise above. The key is to move forward every day. It's just like how a skyscraper gets built. For the first few months, nothing seems to happen. Everything is about going down deeper into the dip, digging out. There's nothing there but a hole in the ground for months and months and months. But the engineers are taking time to do everything right, to set everything up, to put the foundation in place. And once the concrete is poured and the support beams are strongly in place and the foundation is laid, suddenly the first floor is done. Then the second, and it's like a bamboo plant shooting towards the sky. The next thing you know, it's 10 stories, 20 stories, 30 stories, 100 stories and more. And that's how it goes. In life, whoosh, success comes in spurts. I've said this for years and years and years, and when people hear it, they love it because they know it's so true. Whoosh, success comes in spurts. But success doesn't happen without a strong foundation in place. And yes, I know it feels sometimes like putting that foundation in place takes longer than you want, but you must keep going. Inch by inch, step by step, action by action. That last phrase, it's the most important of it all. Action by action, because only action leads to results. Only results lead to success, and only success leads to confidence. So that we have the motivation and momentum to go back and do it again. That's the virtuous cycle of success. But Craig, you're thinking, how do I make this happen? How do I become more resilient, resourceful, and remain relentless through the ups and downs of daily life? The answer is to build a rock-solid foundation through my five pillars of success. These five pillars, they can change your life in many ways. They can help you lose weight, write a book, quit smoking, make more money, even find the love of your life or the home of your dreams. I've had coaching clients from all over the world use the five pillars to do all of that and more. In fact, if you go back in time, you'll see that I used the five pillars to overcome my crippling anxiety, to become a better speaker, to overcome my introverted tendencies, and to become the coach that I am today to thousands of clients that are out there creating thousands of jobs and making the world a better place. The five pillars raised me up from a binge-drinking, shy, stubborn, and bitter young man into the leader, author, speaker, and mentor that I am today. And if they would work for me, which they have, the five pillars will work for you too. So here's how they will go. As you build your belief and confidence and success, it starts with pillar number one, better planning and preparation than ever before. Now, if you wake up on New Year's Day and say that you want to lose 10 pounds, that's not a plan, that's a wish. We need to do more than just dare to dream. We need to sit down and prepare a plan in great detail. You can't just say, I want to climb Mount Everest. You have to go to the expert and put a plan in place that's going to take you to the promised land. And that's why you need pillar number two. Professional accountability. This is your coach in life. And research shows that when you're accountable to a professional, you get better results. Professional accountability means having a coach that has been there and done that and builds a plan with you. A coach that gives you expert advice and holds your feet to the fire, never letting you away with excuses. And yeah, that means we're going to have some difficult conversations. Darn right you are. But those tough talks, they lead to great results and lifelong transformation. That's why your coach, your professional accountability, has to deliver a mentor-mentee relationship. There has to be that formal, professional relationship because a friend or buddy is not going to be hard on you. You absolutely have to have it. You have to have somebody who's going to draw the hard line and give you no holds barred feedback and say, listen, you didn't reach your goal. You didn't hit your plan. How are we going to avoid that failure in the future? What are we going to do? That's what the coach will share with you. So your professional accountability, your coach is much, much different than pillar number three, which is positive social support. These are your cheerleaders in life. And yes, you need to surround yourself with positive, like-minded people who are going to pick you up when you are feeling down. I always call them the cheerleaders in your life. They're like the people on the side of the road while you're running that marathon. You know, when you hit the wall, they're going to say, you can do it, you can do it. Now, that's not expert advice. But everybody needs that. We're all going to have dips in our days and tough times. And being surrounded with like-minded, positive people is the key to lift us up. They will keep you going when you want to quit. Just like pillar number four, your meaningful incentive, your big why. You see, when I first put together the five pillars, I thought any old incentive would do. Give yourself money. Give yourself a new pair of jeans. Give yourself a fancy car. But no one would stick to it. If that's all it was, that's not meaningful. That's not our big why. What I found was in my weight loss transformation contest where I discovered this pillar was that people didn't care if I was going to give them $1,000 for losing weight. What they cared about was losing weight to have more energy for their children, to have better health so they'd be around in 20 years to watch those children graduate college and get married. That was the meaningful incentive, and that kept them going through tough times. It's not money or stuff that truly inspires us to change. Instead, it's only those things that truly matter and come from our heart that will keep us going through tough times. Now, in most cases, that means doing something, doing tough work, doing the hard things for somebody else that we love. So what's your meaningful incentive? What is your big why? You have to know that, and then you combine your why with your when in pillar number five, which is the big deadline. This is the most important pillar of them all because it spurs us to action and helps us overcome the initial inertia. Then it helps us keep going through the tough times, showing us that there's a light at the end of the tunnel as that deadline gets closer and closer. And then it brings the finish line into light so that we move faster and faster towards the deadline. It makes us move through it all. And so those are the five pillars: better planning and preparation than ever before, professional and accountability, which is your coach, positive social support, which are your cheerleaders in life, the big meaningful incentive, which is your why, and then finally, the big, big deadline, which spurs us to action and keeps us going. You can plug and play any life transformation or big goal into this system, and it's going to deliver exactly what you want. If you want to lose weight, get rich, find the love of your life, write a book, quit smoking, it doesn't matter. Heck, these five pillars even helped me quit swearing. They work for everything. But a high performer like you doesn't stop there with a single victory, a one-time whoosh, or just getting to the next level in life. Ours is a lifelong journey. And that's why you need the five pillars every step of the way. This permanent mind shift and success foundation that you now have in place is going to make all the difference in life. So listen, no matter where you are in this roller coaster, no matter what dips you're driving through, no matter if you feel like you're hurtling towards a free fall, trust me, with these five pillars in place, you'll soon be back on your way to the top. And because I believe in you. You know why I believe in you? It's because over 20 years of research and experience has shown me that we are all capable of so much more. We can all transform physically, mentally, and emotionally. And that's why I've made it my mission to help 100 million people transform their lives. That's right, 100 million people. We've already done 1 million people. We're on our way to 10 million people, and we're going to not stop until we've helped 100 million people. That's what Early to Rise is all about. And we're doing it because we believe in you. And I believe you can and will do it. Others have done it, so why can't you? Besides, you've done it before, and you're going to do it again. You've overcome so much in the past that this current obstacle is nothing compared to the victories you've had before. Now, what if you could believe in yourself as much as I believe in you? You already know that you're capable of so much more, but what if you believed you could finally achieve it? What would living up to your full potential be worth to you? Think about your unfulfilled goals and dreams. Think about your biggest vision for your life, what you want for your family, your future, your finances, your freedom. Think about that and realize that with your belief and your action, it's possible to have it all. That's what your life could be like. Believe it. Because when you believe, you can achieve. When you get the advice, when you take massive action, and when you are held accountable, you can accomplish everything you thought you were capable of and so much more. Like Marcus Luttrell, who cheated death and now inspires millions. Like Alan Cosgrove, who beat cancer and went on to write best-selling books. Like Sean Stevenson, who has overcome incredible odds to live a life of impact. And like my mom, who survived my father's demons and inspired her son to be the best that he could be. Now it's your turn. Focus on the positives, the action, the attitude, the results. Be resilient, resourceful, relentless, and keep the virtuous cycle going and growing. That is a strong, powerful light that is going to stop the darkness from creeping back into your life. And when you focus on always moving forward, you're going to get closer to the life of your dreams on your own terms and reaching your full potential every single day. And so today is the perfect day to start again. I give you permission to forget the past, to unshackle yourself from those handcuffs, to ignore the peer pressure that wants you to continue down the slippery slope, and to overcome the self-doubt that leaves you wondering, can I really do this? You can. Trust me. I believe in you. 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 And I want you to join me and believe in you too. And if you believe in someone, tell them. Share this show with them. It will do more for them than you can ever imagine. Because they are, just like you, capable of so much more. Thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio. If you like this show and you think other people would like it, the best way to spread the word is by leaving a 5-star review for the show on iTunes and sharing it with others. But I don't want you to stop there. The foundation of today's inspiration are also found in my book, The Perfect Day Formula. You can get a copy at freeperfectdaybook.com and walk yourself through the same steps that my clients follow to overcome their setbacks, to have more impact, to increase their income, and bring more freedom into their lives without burning out. Or if you prefer to work with me one-on-one and walk you through this proven step-by-step system like I've done for my clients like Bedros Koulian and Joe Polish and Shanda Sumpter and Jay Ferrugia and Shauna Kaminsky and Isabel de los Rios and Joel Marion and hundreds of other high performers, then visit perfectlifeworkshop.com and fill out the application to join me at my next coaching event near you. Talk to you soon. Never forget, I believe in you.